Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanthi Liam, bringing you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. Just now the proceedings in the Mandir came to a close. This is Ganesh inviting you all to this week's Vedam Tutor. In the last class, we had started learning the Rudram, and today we shall continue learning the Rudram. We'll start with Omkaram and Ganapati Prarthana. Om Gananam Tva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anasrunvan Notibhissidasadanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajevir Vajinivati Dhinava Vitrayavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. You repeat once after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya.
Om Namaste Rudramanyava Utota Ishave Namaha.
Om Namaste Rudramanyava Utota Ishave Namaha.
Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhyamutate Namaha.
Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhyamutate Namaha.
Yata Isho Sivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu.
Yata Isho Sivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuh
Shiva Sharavyaya Tavatayano Rudra Mrudaya.
Shiva Sharavyaya Tavatayano Rudra Mrudaya.
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini.
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini.
Tayanastanu Vashantamaya Girishanta Vichakashihi.
Tayanastanu Vashantamaya Girishanta Vichakashihi.
Yamishungirishanta Haste Bibharshastave.
Yamishungirishanta Haste Bibharshastave.
Shivam Girit Tratam Kurumahi Gumsif Purushan Jagat.
Shivam Giritratam Kurumahi Gumsif Purusham Jagat.
Shive Navachasatva Girishachavadamasi.
Shive Navachasatva Girishachavadamasi.
Yathanas Sarva Vichagada Yakshmagum Sumana Asat.
Yathanas Sarvamijjagada Yakshmagum Sumana Asat.
Adhyavochatathi Vakta Prathamo Devyo Vishak.
Adhyavochatathi Vakta Prathamo Devyo Vishak.
Ahi Guscha Sarva Anjambhayan Sarva Aschayatu Dhanyaha.
Ahi Guscha
Sarva
Anjambhayan Sarva Aschayatu Dhanyaha.
Ahi Guscha Sarva Anjambhayan Sarva Aschayatu Dhanyaha.
Ahi Guscha Sarva Anjambhayan Sarva Aschayatu Dhanyaha.
Asau Yastamro Aruna Uta Babrusu Mangalaha.
Asau Yastamro Aruna Uta Babrusu Mangalaha. ये चे मागुम्
रुद्रा अभितो दिक्षु
ये चे मागुम् रुद्रा अभितो दिक्षु
श्रिता सहस्रशो वैशागुम्
हेडयीमहे श्रिता सहस्रशो वैशागुम् हेडयीमहे
ये चे मागुम् रुद्रा अभितो दिक्षु श्रिता सहस्रशो वैशागुम् हेडयीमहे असव्यो वसर्पति
नीलग्रीवो
विलोहितः
असव्यो वसर्पति नीलग्रीवो विलोहितः उतैनं गोपा
अदृशन्नदृशन्नुदहार्यः उतैनं विश्वाभूतानि
सदृष्टो मृडयातिनः
उतैनं विश्वाभूतानि सदृष्टो मृडयातिनः
ये चे मागुम् रुद्रा अभितो दिक्षु श्रिता सहस्रशो वैशागुम् हेडयीमहे असव्यो वसर्
పతి నీలగ్రేవో విలోహితః
అసవ్యో వసర్పతి నీలగ్రేవో విలోహితః
ఉతైనం గోప అదృశన్న దృశన్నుదహార్యః
ఉతైనం గోప అదృశన్న దృశన్నుదహార్యః
ఉతైనం విశ్వభూతాని సదృష్టో మృడయాతినః
ఉతైనం విశ్వభూతాని సదృష్టో మృడయాతినః
నమో అస్తు
నమో అస్తు నమో అస్తు
నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ
నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ
మీఢుషే
మీఢుషే మీఢుషే
నమో అస్తు నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ మీఢుషే
నమో అస్తు నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ మీఢుషే
నమో
అస్తు నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ మీఢుషే
అథోయే అస్య సత్వానోహం
అస్య సత్వానోహం అస్య సత్వానోహం
తేభ్యో కరణ నమః
తేభ్యో కరణ నమః తేభ్యో కరణ నమః
అథోయే అస్య సత్వానోహం తేభ్యో కరణ నమః
అథోయే అస్య సత్వానోహం తేభ్యో కరణ నమః అథోయే అస్య సత్వానోహం తేభ్యో కరణ నమః
ప్రముంచధన్వనస్త్వముభయో
ప్రముంచధన్వనస్త్వముభయో ప్రముంచధన్వనస్త్వముభయో
ప్రార్థ్నియోర్జ్యాం
ప్రార్థ్నియోర్జ్యాం రాత్రియోర్జ్యాం
ప్రముంచధన్వనస్త్వముభయోరాత్రియోర్జ్యాం
ప్రముంచధన్వనస్త్వముభయోరాత్రియోర్జ్యాం ప్రముంచధన్వనస్త్వముభయోరాత్రియోర్జ్యాం
యాశ్చ తే హస్తా
యాశ్చ తే హస్తా యాశ్చ తే హస్తా
ఇషవః పరాతా
ఇషవః పరాతా ఇషవః పరాతా
భగవోవప
భగవోవప భగవోవప
యాశ్చ తే హస్త ఇషవః పరాతా భగవోవప
యాశ్చ తే హస్త ఇషవః పరాతా భగవోవప యాశ్చ తే హస్త ఇషవః పరాతా భగవోవప
నమో అస్తు నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ మీఢుషే
నమో అస్తు నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ మీఢుషే
అథోయే అస్య సత్వానోహం తేభ్యో కరణ నమః
అథోయే అస్య సత్వానోహం తేభ్యో కరణ నమః
ప్రముంచధన్వనస్త్వముభయోరాత్నియోర్జ్యాం
ప్రముంచధన్వనస్త్వముభయోరాత్నియోర్జ్యాం
యాశ్చ తే హస్త ఇషవః పరాతా భగవోవప
యాశ్చ తే హస్త ఇషవః పరాతా భగవోవప
అవతత్యధనుస్త్వగుం
అవతత్యధనుస్త్వగుం avatatya dhanustvagum sahasrakshashate shudhe
avatatya dhanustvagum sahasrakshashate shudhe
avatatya dhanustvagum sahasrakshashate shudhe avatatya dhanustvagum sahasrakshashate shudhe
nisheryashalyanam
mukha shivonasumana bhava
vijyam dhanuh kapardino
vishalyo
banavagum uta
vijyam dhanuh kapardino vishalyo banavagum uta
avatatya dhanustvagum sahasrakshashate shudhe nisheryashalyanam mukha shivona sumana bhava vijyam dhanuh kapardino vishalyo banavagum uta aneshannasyeshava
abhurasya nishangatih
aneshannasyeshava abhurasya nishangatih
aneshannasyeshava abhurasya nishangatih
yate hetirmedhushtama
haste babhuvate dhanuh
haste babhuvate dhanuh
yate hetirmedhushtama haste babhuvate dhanuh
in the next class we'll continue with the other part of the Rudram. Now I hand over the mic to Brother Pishu. Before that, we'll conclude with Om Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantanilayam, the divine hamlet of supreme peace. One thing that I have found while speaking to so many people, especially those who have come here for the first time, is this. I ask them, how does it feel being in Prashantanilayam? I asked this to a youngster from New Zealand who has been here in Prashantanilayam for the last 2 weeks. He knew of Swami for more than 10 years, but never got the chance to come here before. And now he is here, and I asked him, how do you feel being here? And he said, it is like coming home. It is like coming home. Yesterday I spoke to a professor from Brazil, and he told me the same thing. I don't feel like leaving this place. It is like my home. This is the home. Dear listeners, this is the true home of thousands. Returning to our source is the true goal of our lives, and Prashanti perhaps enables each one of us on that endeavor. The peace that pervades in the ashram tugs our heart and opens their souls. The bhajans in the ashram fills their being. There is something about bhajans, Prashanti bhajans, which everyone feels connected to. Doesn't matter which country, race or religion they belong to. This divine music binds all into one singing, happy Sai family. And that is why it is so important for us to sing bhajans as flawlessly as we can. And to help you in this endeavor, we have on Radio Sai this program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Dear listeners, you are listening to the Thursday live broadcast straight from the studios of Radio Sai, and I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, happily at your service. The time in the studios now is 6:49, and today we are going to learn to sing properly one more Sai Bhajan. And before we get on with that, let us first offer our loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of the one who makes our lives worth living, who shines whenever we smile, who serves whenever we reach out to help, and who pulsates within every second we breathe. Dear Lord, you are the Almighty One and also the most merciful One. Please bless us so that we may never ever forget your presence in our lives, and think of you with love and reverence before we speak every word and do any act. With this prayer, let's move on with this program. And dear listeners, welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And the bhajan we will be learning today goes like this.
Shri Guru Partivasa.
In one discourse many years ago, Baba said, accommodate all forms of God in your heart. Do not exclude some and welcome others. Bear with those who adore Him in another form through another name and acclaim Him in another language. This, in fact, dear listeners, is the sentiment expressed in the bhajan we will be learning today, wherein we call out to Sai as not only the supreme teacher but also as the Godhead who is worshipped using different names and different forms. So let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, which are in the language Hindi. And after the lyrics, we will move on to the tune, the raga, the rhythm and the meaning of every line of this bhajan. And finally, in the end, we will have a short conversation with Niranjan Kanadia, a former student of Sri Sathya Sai Mirpuri College of Music, who has been a member of the Prashanti Bhajan Group from the year 2001. So, here are the lyrics to get us started.
Shri Guru Parti Vasa Sai Brahma Vishnu Mahesha. Shri Guru Parti Vasa. Allah bhi tum ho, Maula bhi tum ho, Zoroastra Mahavir Eshu भी तुम हो, राम रहीम हो, कृष्ण करीम हो.
And now let's move on to the interesting stage of learning to sing this bhajan. Please do listen keenly as Brother Ravi Kumar sings every line slowly without any musical accompaniments. And then when Brother Anirudh follows him after each line, please do try and sing along.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D pancham. Shri Guru Partivasa.
Shri Guru Partivasa.
Shri Guru Partivasa.
Shri Guru Partivasa.
Sai Brahma Vishnu Mahesha.
Sai Brahma Vishnu Mahesha.
Sai Brahma Vishnu Mahesha.
Sai Brahma Vishnu Mahesha.
Shri Guru Partivasa.
Shri Guru Partivasa.
Allah bhi tum ho, Maula bhi tum ho.
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 Zoroastra Mahavir Yeshu 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 bhi tum ho.
Ram Rahim ho, Krishna Kareem 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 ho. Shri Guru Partivasa.
Coming now, for the connoisseurs of music, let us learn a little about the composition of this bhajan. And for this, Brother Anirudh is here with me now. Welcome, Anirudh, to this program.
Thank you, Vishu brother.
So tell us, in which raga is this bhajan based, Anirudh?
This bhajan belongs to the rag Brindavan Sarangi. It is popularly known as Sarang.
Okay.
Nowadays, whenever they mention Sarang, it is known to be Brindavan Sarang.
Okay.
And the notes of this raga are
Sa Re Ma Pa Ni Sa Sa Ni Pa Ma Re Sa.
This is a pentatonic scale raga. As you notice, five notes are there in the raga.
Yes.
And if you observe each note in the raga,
Sare ma pa ni.
That is ni too.
Yes.
With a shuddh ni.
Yes.
And while coming down,
sa ni.
It is ni one, which is komal ni.
Komal ni.
So this is the essence of the raga. Beauty of the raga is that both knees come together.
Yes.
Feel of the raga.
Beautiful. That was a really beautiful glimpse of the way the raga flows. And I guess there are many bhajans in this raga, right?
Yeah. I think
Anupama Sundara Nanda Kishora.
In this bhajan, you can notice two knees.
Anupama Sundara Nanda Kishora. Vrindavana ni.
Yes.
So, and one more bhajan is
Vishnu Sachitananda Venu Gopala Bala Krishna Rama ni. Govinda Hari Hari Krishna Rama Govinda Hari Hari Krishna Rama Govinda Hari Hari Krishna Rama Ni Govinda Ni Hari Hari.
Wow, so, the beautiful play of the knees.
Yeah, both knees. That is the beauty of this raga.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anira.
Thank you.
So that was about the raga. And coming now to the tala of this bhajan, it is based on the 6-beat Dadra tal, which in Carnatic music is called Rupakam. And now let's move on to the most important part, understanding the feeling with which we must sing this bhajan. We know how powerful is the name of the Lord to draw His grace upon us, provided we chant His name with love. Now how do we sing bhajans with love? By understanding the nuances of every word we sing, and by feeling in our heart the tune that emanates from our lips, God will then definitely hear the thanks and prayers of our heart, because it comes from the core of our being. So let's get started understanding what is conveyed in every line of this bhajan. We begin with the first line.
Shri Guru Parti Vasa.
Shri Guru Parti Vasa.
Here the first word is Shri, which is used as a mark of respect while addressing a person in Indian culture. The second word Guru means teacher or preceptor. Baba has revealed on many instances that Gu means darkness and Ru means light. Therefore, Guru is the one who dispels darkness through the light of wisdom. Another interpretation is that Gu in Guru is Gunatita, which means one who is beyond the gunas or the attributes that makes every person. And Ru in Guru is Rupa Varchita, which means beyond name, beyond form, or Rupa, beyond Rupa or form. Hence, a true Guru is one who is beyond attributes and forms. And who can be that teacher who is beyond any characteristics and who is beyond a particular form, who is eternal and who is ever calm and composed? Therefore, Baba says there is only one Guru, one Sadguru for all, one ultimate teacher, and He is God. The third word is Partivasa, where Parti refers to Puttaparthi, the tiny hamlet that the Lord chose as His abode in the present age, and Vasa means residing in. Thus, in this entire line, Shri Guru Partivasa, we call out to Sai as the ultimate teacher, the one who illumines our lives through the light of wisdom by destroying the darkness of our ignorance and by destroying our attachment to worldly life. He is the benevolent Lord who chose to be born in the sacred village of Puttaparthi. Let's move on to the next line.
Sai Brahma Vishnu Mahesha.
Sai Brahma Vishnu Mahesha.
Here the first word is Sai, which can be split as Sa meaning divine and I meaning mother. It also means master, because Sa means the one who has Sakala Aishwarya, the one who is in possession of all knowledge, all love, all power, all beauty and all prosperity. The second word is Brahma, which refers to Lord Brahma, one among the holy trinity of gods according to ancient Indian culture and spirituality. He is worshipped as the one responsible for the creation of the cosmos, that is Brahma. The third word is Vishnu, referring to Lord Vishnu or Narayana, the second god in the Holy Trinity, who is in charge of the sustenance of this universe. The fourth word is Mahesha, referring to Lord Shiva, the third in the Holy Trinity. He is the one who takes care of the final dissolution of the cosmos. During a Samokos discourse in May 2000, Bhagwan revealed the inner significance of the Holy Trinity. Swami even mentioned during the discourse that this was the first time he had revealed how the vision of the Trinity can be had within one's own self. Baba said, it is not possible to directly see the Trinity in the cosmos. However, if one is able to understand the Trinity principle within oneself, then it becomes easier to comprehend the Trinity in the cosmos. And then he went on to explain, the Atma or the Hridaya, the spiritual heart, is also known as Ishvara or Mahesha or the Shiva principle. The mind is born of the Atma and is embodiment of Vishnu. Since the mind pervades the whole universe, it is identified with Vishnu, which means the all-pervading one. Next we have Brahma. Traditionally, Brahma is pictured as being seated in a lotus that emanates from the navel of Lord Vishnu. In the individual, Baba said, Brahma is associated with speech. He manifests as the spoken word. This is because the mind is the origin of word. Brahma, Vishnu and Ishvara have no specific form, but they manifest in the individual as these three principles, the heart, the mind and the speech. Baba then further explained how we can reflect the Trinity within us. He said, be firm in the faith that a pure heart is Ishvara, Shiva, a pure mind is Vishnu, a pure speech is Brahma. Rooted in this faith, make proper use of your God-given faculties. Good results would inevitably follow, and in the end you are certain to merge with the Lord when we realize how sacred each faculty present in our body is. In fact, in the Ashtotra Shatanamavali or the 108 names used to worship Bhagwan Baba, there is a line, Om Shri Sai Murti Traya Swarupaya Namaha, which means we pay obeisance to Sai, who is the embodiment of the Holy Trinity of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Explaining why Bhagwan is hailed as the embodiment of the Trinity, Professor Kasturi writes, Baba has all three and is all three. He creates objects from nothing. He is Brahma. He pervades objects without diminution or decline. He grants containers of vibhuti or kumkum which never ever become empty. He is Vishnu. He dissolves objects into nothing. He is Shiva. Sai Baba is the incarnation of Dattatreya. Sai Baba is Murti Traya Swarupa. He creates, he preserves and he subsumes. In fact, Dattatreya is considered the embodiment of the Holy Trinity in the Hindu tradition. And here let me narrate a striking incident through which Bhagwan Baba revealed himself, how he is the one who combines within himself Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. On the Shivratri day in 1978, Baba was travelling by car from Ooty to Bangalore. Several devotees were accompanying him in the cars, and Mrs. Ratanlal, who used to serve Swami especially by preparing his meals and so on, was also one among them. Baba stopped at one place and got down from his car. Everyone sat down to rest and relax, and Baba began to speak to the gathering about some spiritual matters. Suddenly, he addressed a student who was sitting and he said, "I know you still harbor doubts about my divinity. You are still troubled by doubts about me. Is that not right?" And then, looking at the Polaroid camera that the boy had in his hand, Baba said, "Take my photograph and you will see my true identity." The student then took position with the camera and was about to take a snap. Suddenly, Mrs. Ratanlal rushed forward and tried to straighten the creases present in Baba's garment. But Swami sternly ordered her to go away. The poor lady was actually frightened. She turned back and she stood at a distance. And she was really very perturbed because Swami spoke to her in such a stern and curt manner. In any case, the student went ahead and then clicked the picture. And in a few moments, the Polaroid camera developed in sharp colors. And what was the image like when it was developed? Everyone was shocked. It was the divine form of Lord Dattatreya with the three heads, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. The photo also showed four dogs and a cow standing by the side of the Lord. And when the picture was shown to Swami, Baba told Mrs. Ratanlal, "Do you now realize why I firmly ordered you to go away at the moment this photograph was being taken and you were coming forward to correct the creases in my garment? Extremely powerful radiations were emanating from me at that time. You would not have been able to withstand their impact." That is what Baba said to Mrs. Ratanlal and how he revealed his divinity. Hence in this line, Sai Brahma Vishnu Mahesha, we hail Lord Sai as the integrated form of the Holy Trinity of Brahma, Vishnu and Lord Shiva. Let's now move on to the third line of the bhajan.
Shri Guru Parti Vasa.
Shri Guru Parti Vasa.
This is a repeat of the first line. And ruminating on the earlier incident where Baba revealed himself to be Lord Dattatreya, it is interesting to note that Dattatreya is hailed as the true Guru. And Baba once explained that only God, as I mentioned before, only the Holy Trinity can be equated with such a Guru. On the holy Guru Purnima day of 1983, Baba said, "You need a true Guru to reveal the real nature of divinity. And such a Guru has been equated with the Trinity of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. The true Guru is like an ophthalmic surgeon. The surgeon removes the film in the patient's eye and restores his natural vision. In the same manner, the Guru should also remove the veil of ignorance and attachment that blurs the vision of his disciples and restore their natural spiritual vision." Hence in this line, Shri Guru Parti Vasa, we hail the supreme preceptor Sai, who ignites the flame of wisdom within each one of us and thereby helps us along the spiritual path. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Allah bhi tum ho, Maula bhi tum ho.
Allah bhi tum ho, Maula bhi tum ho.
Here Allah refers to the formless God whom followers of the Muslim faith adore. The word Mawla is synonymous with Allah. It means master or protector. The phrase Bhi Tumahu occurs twice in this line, and Bhi means also, Tum means you, and Ho means are. Therefore, Allah Bhi Tumahu, Mawla Bhi Tumahu means you are hailed as Allah as well as Mawla. There is a very beautiful incident where Swami revealed the deeper meaning of Allah and also showed that He is the one God whom all religions adore. Professor Abdul Razak Korbu was a reputed teacher of law and he taught in Baba's University in Puttaparthi as a visiting professor. During his tenure, one evening after darshan, Baba walked up to him and asked, Abdul, what is the meaning of Allah? And Professor Korbu replied, God. Swami replied, that is not quite correct. Allah means all high or above all. That is also the meaning of Parameshwar, Baba explained. Param Ishwar means Supreme Lord. There is no difference. Allah and Parameshwar are one. He has manifested himself as this Vishwa or cosmos. That is what Baba explained, and later he called Professor Korbu in for an interview. The next day he blessed him with a second interview, and on that occasion Baba said, Abdul, I know you have faith in me, but still you do not believe in my power. Isn't it so? In fact, this had been a question mark in Professor Korbu's mind for almost 5 years. He immediately said, forgive me, Baba. What you have said is correct. Baba then said, I love you and also love your frankness. It is good that you do not take anything for granted. Now, ask me anything and I shall give it to you here and now. Take your time, think and ask for anything that you desire. Knowing that there were very few Muslim Sai devotees, Professor Korbu said, Baba, please give me such an object which embodies in it the entire universe and also any symbol of my religion marked on it. Baba smiled sweetly and said, Abdul, do you think you have placed an impossible request before me? And then he told him, keep looking at the center of my palm. And Baba then placed his palm, his open palm in front of him. And within a few seconds, the skin in the center of his palm opened out, and Abdul could see a round, large object slowly coming out of it. It was a shining ring, and suddenly it dropped on the floor. It had a crescent moon and a star engraved in it in gold. The professor requested Bhagwan to explain the inner significance of that beautiful materialization, and Bhagwan laughed and said, you are only born as a Muslim, but you do not know anything about Islam. And then he went on to explain, I have made this gold ring in Ashtakonas. It's an octagon, and embedded in it is Navaratnas, or the 9 precious gems. Both of them, the octagon and the Navaratnas, represent the universe. In the middle of this Navaratnas, the 9 precious gems, I have put the Islamic symbol of the crescent and the star in emeralds, which are green in color. The green stones also stand for your religion. Now, Baba said, I will put this ring on the 4th finger of your left hand, since your right hand finger is disfigured. Professor Korbu was simply taken aback. He was surprised. He looked at the disfigured fingers of his right hand, and before he could realize what was happening to him, Bhagwan slowly slipped the ring onto his finger, and it was a perfect fit. Only after coming out of the interview room, while thinking about it, Professor came to know from an American Muslim devotee who had a look at the ring that the word Allah was actually inscribed in Arabic language at the center of that green emerald stone. That was how Baba not only revealed who he was, but also cleared the doubts of this particular devotee. Thus in this line, Allah bhi tum ho, Maula bhi tum ho, we call out to the omnipresent divine Lord Sai, who is called by many names, Allah, Maula. To him, it does not matter what name we use. He only looks for love and devotion. He is the Supreme One, the Eternal Protector. Let's now move on to the penultimate line of this bhajan.
Zarashtra Mahavir Yeshu bhi tum ho.
Zarashtra Mahavir Yeshu bhi tum ho.
The first word here is Zarashtra. Zarashtra was a prophet. He is also known to his followers as Zarathustra. As Zarathustra, coming from Zara, which means gold, and Ustra, meaning light, He was also known as a sage. He was a miracle worker. He was a prophet. Zoroastrianism is probably the oldest revealed religion in the world. It was the first religion to clearly teach the doctrines of individual judgment, of heaven and hell, of the concept of Saturn, of the future resurrection of the body, of the functioning of the angels and evil spirits, of the general last judgment and life everlasting for the reunited soul. All of these concepts, which have now become familiar articles of faith to much of mankind through Judaism, Christianity and Islam, have come from Zoroastrianism. It first gave to mankind a well-defined code of conduct, practical do's and don'ts, bereft of rituals and austerities, to help every person to attain his glorious mission on earth and also reach the eternal illumined life thereafter. So that is Zoroastra, the founder of Zoroastrianism. The second word is Mahavira, the founder of the Jain religion. His name comes from Maha, meaning great, and Vira, referring to the brave one. Baba explained that Mahavira got this name because he was able to control all his senses and become a Jina, a term used by Jains, meaning the victorious one, the victor. So that is Mahavira. The third word is Yeshu, referring to Jesus Christ. In his Christmas Day discourse of 1978, Baba revealed the original name of Jesus was Isa, which when repeated Isa, Isa, is Sai. Isa, Isa, Isa becomes Sai. Isa and Sai both mean Ishvara or God, the eternal absolute, the Satchit Ananda, being awareness, bliss. And Baba further said, at the Tibetan monastery where Isa spent some years, in the Tibetan manuscript, his name is written as Isa, which means the Lord of all living beings. Thus, Sai indeed embodies all names and forms attributed to divinity. Bhagwan Baba has always emphasized that his intention is never to create a new religion, but to revive the existing ones and also to confirm each person in his or her own faith. Moving on, we have already seen the meaning of the phrase Bhi Tumahu. Hence in this line, Zoroastra, Mahavira, Yeshu Bhi Tumahu, we extol Sai as not only Zoroastra and Mahavira, but also as Lord Jesus Christ. Let's move on to the last line of this bhajan.
Ram Rahim Ho, Krishna Kareem Ho.
Ram Rahim Ho, Krishna Kareem Ho.
The first word here is Ram, and Baba says the word Ram has the triple power of destroying sins, of conferring peace, and dispelling darkness. Explaining the inner meaning, Baba says the three syllables Ra, A and Ma indicate the three causes for human birth, namely Papamu, the sins one has committed, Tapamu, the troubles one experiences, and Ajnanamu, the ignorance that one is deluded with. Ra represents the root letter for fire or Agni, A represents the letter for Surya, sun, and Ma represents the root letter for Chandrama or moon. And what does Agni or fire do? It destroys everything and reduces it to ashes. Thus the letter Ra has the power to destroy all the sins committed by man. The letter A represents the sun that dispels the darkness of ignorance and confers illumination of wisdom. And Ma symbolizes the moon that has the power of cooling the fevers that man suffers from. The moon that confers peace. So that is the significance of this powerful word, Rama. The second word is Rahim, referring to Allah whom Muslims worship. It means the most merciful and the compassionate one. That is Rahim. The word Krishna, Baba explains, comes from Krish, which means to attract or draw towards, as in Akarshana, which means the power to attract. In one discourse, Baba said, Krishna attracted through the heart and got himself installed therein, in the heart. And how did he do it? Through the divine delight that he conferred. On another occasion, Baba said, Krishna draws the mind away from sensory desires, That is another way in which his attraction operates. He pulls the mind towards him, so that the mind is pulled away from everything else that is inferior, that is less valuable. Krishna satisfies the deepest thirst of man, the thirst of man for peace, for joy, for wisdom. That is why Baba said he is Megha Shyama, the dark blue one, the dark blue one as the rain cloud. The very sight of the rain-laden cloud is so refreshing. That is how the Lord is. That is how Krishna is. The word ho occurs twice in this line and it means you are. And the word Kareem is another name again that Muslims use to glorify God and it means generous in the Arabic language. Therefore in this line, Rama Rahim ho, Krishna Kareem ho, we extol Sai as not only Rama and Krishna but also as the most compassionate and the generous, the kind Lord. Dear listeners, with this we have finished understanding the inner meaning of all the lines of this bhajan and now as we ruminate on its sacred meaning, let us sing this bhajan once again. You will now listen to the full version of the bhajan as it is sung in the Prashantanilam Mandir by the students of Bhagwan's University. And as you listen and enjoy, please join.
Shri Guru Partivasa.
Shri Guru Partivasa.
Shri Guru Partivasa.
Part of this program and as mentioned earlier, it's time for the short conversation with Mr. Niranjan Kanadia. He belongs to the first batch of students of Sri Sathya Sai Meerpuri College of Music which Bhagwan opened in the year 2001 and since then he has been part of the Prashanti Bhajan group and also has had the chance to play tabla in front of Bhagwan not only during regular bhajan sessions but also during concerts with very distinguished musicians. So he has a wealth of experience and anecdotes to share about his stay in Bhagwan's University. So here are a few excerpts of that conversation with Mr. Niranjan Kanadia.
Then going on to quality, he was saying for music boys, the quality is very important. Quality in the sense he was emphasizing a lot on a voice culture. He was mentioning to sir, plan students' timetable in such a way that they should get up in the morning, they should do a practice of swaras. He was saying that get up early in the morning. He has even mentioned it to boys directly also. I had been personally witnessed Swami's conversation with singers, even though I'm not being a singer, but I've heard Swami saying that you get up early in the morning, don't practice in open air. If you practice in open air, your voice gets affected. He was saying that go to the room, do a swaras practice. That is saying early morning doing swaras practice is extremely important for boys. And he was also saying certain other things like what they should be eating, what they shouldn't be eating. Don't drink cold water, drink only hot water. Such kind of minor things Swami gave importance to. I mean, for a person like me, he wanted to teach me a lesson, you know. It is my personal experience, what I had with Swami. Probably, I could share that also.
Sure.
I said you during the interview with Swami, only principal sir and myself, both of us were there. When they were interacting, suddenly Swami's eyes turns towards me. I'm just looking down. I'm just doing Swami's patseva. And Swami says, hey boy, what are you doing? I said, Swami, I'm learning tabla. Okay. Do you sing? I said, Swami, I sing. Okay, come on, sing. I was totally down. I mean, I never in a state of singing in front of Swami because I had never done that. If Swami could ask me to play tabla, I could get tabla and play in front of him because that was I was confident of. But Swami asking me to sing was really, it made me take a pause. Then I started singing bhajan. Jaya ma, daya karo, sai ma. My one line got over, hey Swami, odu, not bhajan, sing kirtana. I literally saw stars. I was not prepared to sing a kirtana. Then I said, Swami, kirtana...
The classical kirtana, Swami is referring to the classical songs.
Carnatic
classical
Kirtanas. Songs. I said, Swami, I don't know. Then Swami's eyes turns towards principal. Principal sir was a little bit surprised. No, Swami, boys knows kirtana. This boy also knows. He was pushing me to sing. I took an opportunity that, you know, I could put a try. Then I sing one kirtana. Giriraj Sutta Tanaya Sadaya. When I started singing, Swami initially was enjoying. Then suddenly he asked me to stop. Okay, stop. Then he looked at principal and said, this boy is singing good, but this boy is singing in upper swara. Probably you can improve his knowledge of swaras karke. That made me a little bit feel complex. Then after that, he told me also that you should get up in the morning and practice swaras. For music boys, that is very important. In many instances, even when boys used to sing, some used to emphasize on swaras. Swami used to tell, sing swaras.
Yes. And Swami always loved in concerts also when boys sang the swaras in between the lines, in between kirtanas. He always enjoyed it and he asked for it many occasions.
He had been always motivating boys to, emphasize on swaras. Swami also used to give a lot of importance on pronunciations. Certain times, boys singing Hindustani, boys singing Carnatic, and Carnatic boys singing Hindustani. He used to give emphasis on wordings also, how they pronounce. There were certain bhajans also Swami has improvised. I mean, going on to certain things what he told me about tabla, because that was the thing which got me towards closer to Swami. During my third year in the music college, Swami formed one group, was a Mira group boy. Mira group.
Yes.
So day in and day out, Swami used to tell them to sing Mira bhajans. So I remember in one interview that was exclusively made for Mira group boys, where Swami called only Mira group boys and Swami asked them to sing. In between, after boys sang, Swami said, stop. Now Swami was talking. And Swami gave certain ideas to me. How I can improvise on tabla. He said, when you play tabla, you're worried about the people around you. He told me, when you play tabla, just forget about the world. Just think about you're playing tabla for yourself, not for anybody else. You think that you'll play something good and people will say, wow, 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 ustad. And
they admire you. Don't play for admiration.
Yes.
Appreciation.
You don't play for people's appreciation. You play for yourself. When you will play for yourself, you really enjoy music. And after that particular words of Swami, it really opened my eyes. That many times we get carried over by the audience. We carried over by people comments. Ki, wow, ustad, kya baat hai. You forget about those appreciating words. When you play with your mind and heart, you'll really able to enjoy music. And when you really enjoy music, you'll produce good music. And people yes. will also enjoy.
Yes, because it's coming from your heart.
And he was saying that you should improve your confidence. He was always mentioning that your cell phone, boys should have a self-confidence to perform, to get up and to perform in front of larger audience. If you don't have a self-confidence, then you will not be appreciated. You will not be a good musician.
So that was Mr. Niranjan Kanadia, a former student of Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music. After completing his MBA in Bhagwan's University, he currently works for Aditya Birla Finance Limited in Mumbai. So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And we do hope, dear listeners, you enjoyed it as much as we did in presenting this program to you. The sound engineers for this program are Sunil and Yatharta. As always, please feel free to mail us your valuable feedback. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. listener at radiosai.org.
So with this, dear listeners, we come to the end of this segment of Thursday Live. It's time now for me, Bishu, to hand over the mic to Abhishek for our one-hour Hindi program. And I will be back again after 60 minutes for our yet another episode of Outside, Inside and Deep Inside, our series on Thursday nights. And today, we discuss the dynamic and charismatic divine personality of Swami Vivekananda. The world celebrates his 150th birth anniversary on January 12th this year. So today we discuss the powerhouse of purity and positive energy, Swami Vivekananda, in the light of Swami's teachings. We will listen to the first episode of this program. So this is coming up at around 8:35. Till then, enjoy our Hindi program, and from me, till we meet again, 1 hour from now, a loving Sairam from Prashantinilayam.